It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Greetings and welcome, everybody, to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams here, your host, along with Craig Renshaw, our PGA of America lifetime instructor extraordinaire, and Dr. Bob Denny, PGA of America's historian emeritus. You know, I introduce you two gentlemen over and over and over again, pretty much the same way. Because for new people that continue to come in and find the show from where I was for 25 years, and they write to me and they say, "Hey, Ray, I found your show. I heard about it. I saw one of your posts. I figured out where you are." And thank you so much for doing that, everybody. I know that there were thousands and thousands of people listening over the years by way of not just local in the Phoenix area, but because the station streamed over the last several years, they started streaming. So people were listening around the country and even up in the Canada area, I'm told. So thanks for finding me here at Golf News Net, golfnewsnet.com. 1.5 million visitors to that website. You golfers love Golf News Net. And Ryan Ballingy just does a superb job, and he has all kinds of new cool things going on at golfnewsnet.com. You want to go there and find out what Ryan's doing. He's a wonderful golf journalist and the proprietor of Golf News Net. And that's where you find this show, My Great American Golf Show, every Saturday morning. Shows are on the same time, Monday night, 6 p.m. Arizona time, Saturday morning, 6 a.m. Arizona time. And when we talk about time, we know the time changed for everybody all over the country over the weekend. East Coast is now only 2 hours, Central Time 1 hour ahead of Arizona, because we don't change times. We're, I think, the only or one of the only places in the entire United States that do not change times. California now 1 hour behind. They were Pacific Coast was same time. So all the times have changed, and you can tune in to Golf News Net. Go to the radio tab. You can also go to the TV tab, find Match Play with Ray Adams TV show. And the shows stay there for a few times during the day that they air, like today, for this show. And then they're sent off to all the big audio and video platforms. You can find them there. All right, let's get to it. Craig Renshaw, my goodness gracious. With the time change, you now have what? More time in your day.
Oh, okay. I still think it's only the same amount of time, but okay.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Time is time, isn't it? There are two There are two resources that we have that are they're finite. And no matter which way you look at it or how you move the clock or how you adjust your checkbook, two limited resources that everybody has, and I don't care if you're Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, you still have a limited resource of money, and everybody has a limited resource of time. But use your time wisely, carefully, and get out and play some more golf. There's still golf going on all over the country. Things are getting a little nippy cold, though, certain places, but where you gentlemen are in Florida, all through the southern U.S., in the high desert, over in California and some other places, golf is really just beginning its season out of the hot, hot weather. And we just want you to make sure you contact your local golf course, make sure they're not in overseeding or what the play conditions are, so you'll be prepared when you go, because there are still a lot of golf courses that are in overseeding. And if you don't know what that is, it's where golf courses change from Bermuda grass by taking it down to the dirt and putting in winter rye. That's why when you drive by courses during the winter in certain places around the country, they're beautiful emerald plush green, and that's winter rye grass. That dies off when the nights start getting warm again in late spring, and the Bermuda grass miraculously is resurrected and comes back to life. Have I got that pretty close, Craig?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was good.
Well, we'll have to have a superintendent on and do one of my super golf segments, and we'll let them give us the full technical side of it. But that's where we are right now. Enjoy the golf. Make sure you wear your sunscreen. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. By the way, folks, if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. Don't get thirsty. And later today, I've got the Schwab Cup Championship Media Day going on at Phoenix Country Club. I'll be attending that. And I was almost putting in my RSVP and saying Craig about a month ago and realized, oh, Craig's not here. He can't go. But you
There you
might have been
go.
teaching anyway. So I will report on the Schwab Cup Media Day. Stephen Alker will be there. I'll do a little video with him. And we will video, audio, whatever I do. And we'll get that aired this coming Saturday. We had on the Saturday Great American Golf Show, the second half of it was Tiffany Nelson offering her honorary observer gift, like she does every year, to two of my wonderful listeners. So if you want in on that, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. Big holiday gift guide going out in the next couple of days. If you want on my big email list, golfadams@msn.com. Okay, Dr. Bob, what's happening in the world of golf right now? We have a lot to talk about in 30 minutes.
Closer to home, it's for me as the my friends are at the 109th PGA annual meeting in Frisco, Texas. Opens up today, and tomorrow is the Hall of Fame ceremony for six,
Yeah.
and also they will do a nice a PGA honorary membership a tribute to Peter Broome, his senior exec of former senior exec of Acushnet, who many people know is suffering from ALS, and it's a great
Oh.
tribute for him. So it's great to see that they'll reach out for that. I'm just really tickled just to be saying that one of my dear friends is going to be finally honored by the PGA of America for all the work he's done to help grow the game. That's Dennis Walters. He's among the Hall of Famers. We've
Yeah,
talked about him already on this program.
we have.
And there's a couple others, including Nancy Lopez and Jim McLean. Jim Richardson, JD Turner, and Ronnie Glanton of North Texas.
Well, I had Jim Richardson on my TV show with Don Wray, the current PGA of America president. And they were both on my show when Jim Richardson was the president a few years ago out at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, which Don Wray owns. And Don is now, of course, our president. And this does not affect the officers as far because they all have another year to serve, like Don as president. And then they'll elect a new secretary. The president changes, the VP goes up. And so all of that happens in the next meeting 1 year from now. So what are they doing during their annual meeting, Bob? What is the purpose of it? Yes, they're going to induct their Hall of Famers. Wonderful. But what business are they conducting right now? I would imagine that a lot of this meeting is going to be having a chat about a recent Ryder Cup.
Well, yes, they have all their national awards, of course. They have delegates arriving today to discuss a number of business points for throughout their partnerships. They have a lot of interesting things bringing up with general things like election of PGA board of directors. And they have I'm just looking through a list of things they have listed already. It's really a lot of things about the business aspect of the game and where we are today with it. I think that's always important. I believe that they're the key thing is how they establish the PGA of America's standing in the world of golf and how it's looking at this moment and it's in the economy and whether or not there have to be any changes being made. But it's going to be an interesting meeting. To me, more so than an election year. I think these are more interesting meetings because they have so many different ways they can go in their discussions among the delegates.
Craig, when you look at the PGA of America, which you're a lifetime member of that organization, and they're having their annual meeting, with all of the schedule that Bob has gone over here just now for us, thank you, Bob. But when you look at their annual meeting, and of course, the last month, the PGA of America, the officers, and the folks that are in management and the powers that be there have been very, very quiet out there on social media. It's very noticeable. There's not been much response to the Ryder Cup. What, if you were a fly on the wall in the meeting, what might you hear them talking about as far as the Ryder Cup goes?
I'm not necessarily normally a guy who would tell you that the glass is half full kind of thing. I don't think they're going to say a whole lot about it, truthfully, Ray.
You think
I
they're going to
think
leave it quiet, that they won't come out
yes.
and have any more, there'll be no more about it. I
Yes.
think you're right.
I still have a feeling that they're going to just kind of hope it kind of disappears into the background and slowly fades away like fog or mist. And they'll quietly make something here or there behind the scenes, talk about something. But I think they just want to stay away from it because there's a lot of angry members right now. So I
Yeah.
really don't think they want to hear from everybody.
I read something somewhere where they were even calling for certain people's resignations and
Yep.
to remove people from office and things like that, different things I've read about. And I don't really want to get into the negative side of it. We've had enough of the Ryder Cup. We will continue to talk about it because we're going to go right from these sentences, folks, to Mr. Gary Player. The article was written, and Gary Player said it was the worst. And Bob, you can take us from there. I read the whole article. I know you did too. Fill us in. Gary Player said last week that there are three of the greatest players in history, and that would be Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and he named himself as the third. We talked about who would be the fourth on Mount Rushmore of golf. That would probably be, I guess, Ben Hogan. Other people have their opinions. You can write to me, golfadams@msn.com. Who are the four greatest of all time players on the Mount Rushmore of golf? You tell me, golfadams@msn.com, folks. But Bob, what about what Gary Player said? Didn't he even call for it to kind of go away?
Well, I listened to him on a hour-long blog, Musings on Golf, last week, and I also not listened, but read his interview with Golf Digest, and he used the word abolish in Golf Digest, and the other one he said that it's the worst in the world because he didn't would never take his grandson to watch that event with what was going on outside the ropes. And he also said that players responded back with nasty things to the gallery. Well, that's another subject. But Gary obviously is speaking for I think just for the embodiment of those that watched the game of golf for years and years, those that respond to the decorum, those that watching the game to be decided inside the ropes, not influenced when a person's standing over a shot and hearing these things being yelled at them, and those kind of things. I think that's in that respect, I understand it. But abolishing it, well, you take away the cash cow from the cow from the farm, and it's going to be pretty tough to really keep things going in today's economy, especially for an association that has had this half of the Ryder Cup in their control since 1927. I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's going to be changes, obviously, internally to try to structure where there's no tolerance for episodes like that again that would tarnish a great event. And I've been to 10 events, and I can tell you flat out that every one of them was different. But the intensity was always there, but the nastiness and the vitriol was not there, Ray, in all the ones I've been to.
And listen, I've covered Ryder Cups. You've covered many more than me, Bob. But I've never heard anything like I heard in New York. And again, I don't want to keep going on and on about it. I think the world knows, but the world keeps writing about it and they keep commenting about it. And now you have a Hall of Famer and probably, yes, one of the greatest of all times, Gary Player, saying, hey, it was the worst in the world and we should abolish it. Well, Craig, Gary Player never played in a Ryder Cup because from South Africa, he wasn't able to do that. Not a European. And so maybe it's not as near and dear to his heart and soul like it is to those that do play in the Ryder Cup. And I should say, especially Europeans, because it's built into their golf DNA. What about Gary saying that, hey, we should abolish this event? It was that bad.
Well, I mean, I think we had somebody else a little while ago that, I don't remember who it was, but we were talking about everybody that wants to take control of it. And yet, I believe we had Gary Player that never played in one. And then somebody was talking about one of the PGA Tour players was making recommendations like, well, it's not yours either. I love how these people that have no control or say so in it think that they know everything and should be making
Well,
decisions on
that's
it.
like all
And
the armchair quarterbacks
yeah,
after on Monday morning armchair quarterbacks and managers, yeah.
whether I agree with it or not, I do think it was very poor. Okay, if you want to put it up there as the worst one of all time, okay, there's always a worst. So if that's the worst one, okay. But in certain ways, it's our tournament or our event. If we want to run it into the ground, then we'll run it into the ground, and that's up to us. I'm tired of these people that have no affiliation with my association saying, well, you should do this. You can just, step back a few steps and be behind the rest of us.
I can tell you now that my wonderful wife, who is an associate producer of my social media, and does also help me quite a bit on set when I'm filming for television, my television show, Match Play with Ray Adams. Marina has over the year attends all the PGA shows with me every January. We're already set and ready to be there again. Marina has learned a tremendous amount, not just about golf, but about the behind the scenes of golf over the many years we've been married now, and she's been attending events and doing things with me. She was so offended by what she heard, the filthy language, and things like that. She was just very, very offended by it. And of course, she was in Rome with me 2 years ago. And while, the European audience has their moments, and I even mentioned it on a video that I One of the videos that I filmed there at the Ryder Cup. By the way, most of those are all now. I waited a whole month. I wanted all the negative to go by. And now I'm going to start releasing my videos that I filmed there. And they're very fun and they're very cool, not just at the Ryder Cup, but all around New York City area and the sites we traveled to and saw there. But anyway, no, we're not abolishing any Ryder Cup, Gary. It's never happening. It cost 100 and some million dollars to put it on, and then it is, quoting one of the officers, a kind of a fundraiser for all the initiatives. It pays for itself, but then it also makes money paying for all the initiatives that the PGA of America puts on. Bob, your comment on that, and then Craig, I'll have you also commented on it, and we'll move forward.
On the flip side, Ray, the Ryder Cup also gives a portion of its proceeds to the PGA Tour. It also, on the European side, they are the ones that get the benefits of the economics and the economic impact of the Ryder Cup when it's on the other side of the ocean. So there's a ways to look at both sides of it. It's a shared enterprise, but it is continuously will be the most talked about and the most, probably the best top spectacle in the game of golf, regardless of what
Yes,
people say about it.
no
We know
question.
we know that. So that's going in there. And we still have coming up this coming year the President's Cup.
Yeah, we have a President's Cup coming up. Next year will be the Ryder Cup off year. There'll be a President's Cup, and we'll be talking all about that as we get move forward on that. And then they'll name, when do they name the Ryder Cup captains? It's a good solid year or so out from a Ryder Cup. So they'll name a Ryder Cup captain when, Bob?
Well, in the past, it's always been in between January and February of the coming year, so they can set in motion a year's countdown
Yeah.
plan, et cetera, et cetera. It may be the most interesting of the selections in a long, long time, to be honest with you.
I think this one is going to be unbelievable. All right. Craig, your final comment on this?
Well, as hard as the job is, they probably should announce it 5 or 6 years in advance, truthfully. I mean, all the decisions that the golf pros got to make and picking the uniforms and everything like that. And I mean, maybe they should give these golf pros, a decade to prepare for the Ryder Cup. I mean, we've got the next, what, 10 or 15 Ryder Cup sites already done to allow the golf courses to get ready and prepare and do everything. Maybe we should do captains that way too. Maybe we should just start naming captains for the next 25, 30 years.
Hey, who knows? Why not?
I
Yeah.
nominate Craig Renshaw.
I'll sleep for the next year and a half and then I'll wake up and we'll do fine.
A month out. This is Craig Renshaw, folks. A month out, Craig will get ready and start talking Ryder Cup captaincy.
I'll be a vice captain.
I think
Yep,
that's a
that's
great
right.
idea. Hey, we'll put you two guys in charge. Let you guys handle it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Well, Freddie Couples said it's not that difficult of a job. Craig, you've said it. What about it?
Like I said, you can have somebody, you can go to one of the people and say, fit them. Let's look at the golf course, put it out there. Let's tee it up. Let's figure it out. Who hits golf balls more? Like I said, do we really think that if we put these 12 guys out there together and didn't have a captain or a vice captain? I mean, it was so important to have all these great vice captains. Well, I guess those didn't help. If we had put these 12 guys out there, do you think they couldn't have figured out how to do this? I'm sorry. It just gets more ludicrous every single time we discuss these things and how hard it is. You can look at it in baseball. You're gonna win a lot of games because of players or their talent, but the managers affect probably 5 games a year, one way or the other. 5 wins, 5 losses. It comes down to talent. Keegan did not cost that team at all. Not at all. He may have made some decisions, but it still came down. He didn't hit a single ball. He wasn't the problem.
I think, go ahead,
Go ahead.
Bob. Sorry to interrupt. I agree
No.
with what Craig said. I just think that when I talked about this might be the most interesting selection of a captain, it's not so much for fit 'em, pair 'em, and pair and play 'em, that kind of background. It's probably who is going to be the one, the best, who can deliver a message, who can
Yep.
deliver the message. And that message, whether you believe it or not, has been strongly a part of the European model for a long, long time.
Well, that's true. Me ask you this question. We're still talking Ryder Cup and probably will for at least another month. But does a captain make that big of a difference? Now, Nick Faldo said, absolutely, yes, it does. And Nick Faldo also said to me during the interview, and I only played a part of the interview where he talked about the Ryder Cup, but he and I spoke for about 12 minutes during that interview. And he said it absolutely makes a difference who you're paired with. It absolutely makes a difference.
Oh, I believe that does. Sure, that does. I agree with that.
And I agree with that too. But does the captain, I mean, could the team be chosen and go out and play the Ryder Cup without a captain? Could they do it?
Yes. Yes.
I think so. Now, can a baseball team like either the Blue Jays or the Dodgers go out and play a World Series without a manager?
Yes.
Can they do it?
Yes.
And I with a caveat, I think Dave Roberts made some great changes that in the last minutes of those games that helped them defensively.
And
Sure.
congratulations to the Dodgers. They win another World Series. My heart went out to the Blue Jays. I watched it happen, but they just kept giving home runs away And you can't keep doing that, Craig, when you're playing a World Series and you're in game seven and they had to go to overtime. I cannot remember in recent history two teams that are more equal in their skills and their abilities. Look at this World Series. We just went from Ryder Cup to World Series, but there was a little bit of a segue there when we're talking about captains and managers and, football coaches and all that jazz. But I guess to have a set of eyes, ears, and your mind looking from a completely different perspective as a player in any of these sports is very, very important. So I, of course, this is why we have coaches and managers and captains and all that stuff, because they see things, from above or from out here, whereas the players are so, very intensely wrapped up in the game itself that they're playing. So congrats to the Dodgers. Who knows about how that would be? I'd love to see a baseball game played one time just for fun, exhibition, football as well. No managers, no coaches. Do your plan in the locker room, get it all ready to go the week before, send your players out, let the quarterback run the thing. I'd or the, the pitcher, whatever. Okay. So we had a big sports weekend and we've got a lot of things happening around the world. We talked about some people that the Masters Committee has turned their attention to, winning various tournaments, maybe obscure as they are to most golf fans. We've had another person, a 22-year-old Irishman, Tom McKibben. What did he do? And what does he get out of his big win? And I think he won $36,000, so not much. But he did beat Peter Uihlein. He shot a 60, which had everybody walking around the course. What? Who did what? Where? Completely out of nowhere. Who is he and what did he do, Bob?
Well, he's from Northern Ireland. He's 22. His idol is Rory McIlroy. It's a big surprise. He won the Hong Kong Open, and it's one of six national opens that the Masters recently used as its criteria for designating for its next invitations for 2026. And yes, he had a 60 in the first round. He just had a crusty little 63 on Sunday to win by seven over Peter Uihlein.
And he wins a ticket, his invitation, he wins to play in the Masters.
And the Open Championship.
So here is another player that no one's ever heard of, and that's nothing to take away from his amazing skill level and his play during the tournament, Craig. But here's yet another tournament that he punches his ticket to the Masters in the Open, while players who are winning PGA Tour events, they don't get to go.
Well, like I said, I think we overvalue these PGA Tour events. I think we should start giving more credit to some of these other events, rightfully to see what's out there. I mean, and I'm just picking, John Doe, who plays in this PGA Tour event and wins a Korn Ferry event, nothing against them. Why does it mean that they should get automatic into there? I just don't see why we think we have that we should be able to do that. It's an invitational. The Masters is the, greatest golf tournament around right now. They decide that they want to invite everybody that has won a college tournament. They can do that if they want. It's their event. They make the deciding factor, and I'm fine with whatever they do.
I am too. It's an invitational. It's different than the other events where you earn your way in, but and you can earn your way in by your play, but the Masters is different. It is an invitational, and they decide who comes, and they have their ways, means, rules. They have their management. They have their control. They have their decorum. They have everything, and that's why so many people love, love, love the Masters. I love the Masters too. I love the history. And of course, because it was born out of Bobby Jones' life and dream and his mind for the game, I love the Masters. It's not my number one favorite of the four majors. I think most folks over 25 years of me being on the air knows my favorite major. And if I were able to ever play in a major, one major, and not even to win that major, but if I was ever able to play in one, it would be the Open Championship. The second would be the US Open, then the Masters, and then the PGA. Not taking away anything from them, but those are our four majors, controlled and operated by four different organizations. And we love it. Tom McKibben.
Another little nugget about Mr. McKibben.
Yep.
He is a member on the LIV Golf and European Tour.
Yes.
He's played in every major except the Masters now, and he will get that honor this coming April. So he has found his way into those, and obviously he will not play in the Players' Championship until something else changes.
Well, he's one of, well, yeah, he's not going to be winning on the PGA Tour or anything like that because he is playing for LIV, and LIV is gearing up, and there's constant articles coming out about LIV, and I get emails from LIV all the time that we've done this and LIV has done that, and they've partnered with this and they've partnered with that one. So there's lots of LIV golf news out there. We don't cover a lot of the LIV golf news, not because we don't like it. We do talk about LIV from time to time, and we mention players. We had a nice talk about, Jon Rahm and some things like that recently, but LIV is there, and I don't know that LIV is going away, Craig. I just don't think they're going away.
No, I think they'll restructure a few things. I mean, it's And that's fine. Things evolve. The PGA Tour is evolving. They're changing their what they're doing. So why can't LIV change what they're going to do? So I get it.
Yeah, it's fine. Bob, I don't think LIV's going away, do you?
No, it's not for the moment. They still feel they have an unlimited well of the funds.
There's been a little Tiger talk here and there. I think I heard someone talking about it on the Golf Channel on one of the early morning shows today that everyone is very anxious to see how Tiger comes out of his recent surgery and his recovery and rehab, and that the PGA Tour champions, because Tiger turns 50 coming up here fairly soon, and whether he would be interested in and be able to play on the Champions Tour. There was some talk about that here again. There will continue to be talk about Tiger Woods. What say you, Bob? Is Tiger a fit for the Champions Tour, even if he's in great shape? Or does Tiger go right back to the PGA Tour and compete there, being that he is Tiger Woods, if he is in excellent competitive condition? Do you think he would even entertain the Champions Tour at all?
I'd be very doubtful of that one, and I just know if you use the words excellent or capable 100% as he's going to be now with that latest operation. I listened to what Dr. Lanny said on your program a couple of
Yes.
weeks ago, and I still believe that Dr. Lanny has far more experience in this than we do. And when it comes to what he can expect for his quality of life, I think that's the important thing right there. How is he going to have an able to, how is he going to be able to walk? How is he going to be able to function in the kind of way he wants to function? That's the key thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a lot of great guests coming up. We'll be talking with the founder of Squares Golf Shoes soon. Leroy Baranski, who did the art for U.S. Opens and other great championships, did the art at Bethpage Black and the PGA of America for this recent Ryder Cup. He lives in Flagstaff, Arizona, up in the mountains, just north of me, about an hour and a half from me. And I spoke with Lee last week, met him, of course, and he signed my Ryder Cup poster, which I have in my office, my broadcast studio here. And Lee is going to come on and talk all about his art and how he goes about doing what he does. We've got Debbie Waitkus coming from Golf It Forward coming on soon. So we'll be looking forward to that. There's all kinds of things happening always with Debbie and Golf It Forward. And we've got the big Tom Lehman gala and golf tournament and all of that. We will have the representatives Jill Streit and Jasmine Hall on from there and this organization and how they help and monitor kids. They'll be coming on and talk all about the organization, everything in a very soon upcoming show. And I have a couple of new sponsors that are going to be joining the show from Essential Golf, a brand new, very innovative golf towel. You're going to want to listen to the shows coming up as I have the founder and proprietor of Essential Golf and the new golf towel. It has a removable brush on it. I love it. It's very cool. And when I find something that's innovative and very useful to us golfers out there, then I definitely want to bring them on board and bring them into the show and talk all about their product. We'll continue to do that. We will also continue to talk about Find It Golf, where they put the QR code at the end of your golf club grip. And if you leave your golf clubs anywhere, lose your golf clubs, they can be found. So we're interested in figolf.com, that website. And we will have Owen on with us soon, the founder and inventor of that product, which I think is such an innovative and great help to golfers everywhere. So I have a lot of interesting and unique guests coming on as we continue on into the season and we get to the Schwab Cup Championship here in a few weeks. I'll have some great interviews from the players for you. And we'll be winding down the season. Before we get off the air real quick, let's talk about the schedules. What's coming up? Craig, I don't know if you want to tell us where we are with the PGA Tour. And Bob, you can update us on the ladies. We know the Champions Tour are finishing their playoffs and they're headed to Phoenix Country Club on November 13, 14, 15, and 16. I'll have a lot more to say about that this coming Saturday on Great American Golf. But Craig, where's the PGA Tour at?
We're going to go to Los Cabos, Mexico this week for the Worldwide Technology.
Yay.
And then they will go fly all the way across to Bermuda to play in the Butterfield Bermuda Championship. And then they'll fly back to the United States and right before Thanksgiving and play in the RSM Classic down in St. Simons Island in Georgia.
All right, there we go. A lot of golf to talk about there. Lots of women's golf to talk about, LPGA Tour, the DP World Tour. We just had a big event over there in Malaysia, if I'm not mistaken. Did I get that right? Or was that where the ladies were? Bob, fill me in here. I
The women,
might be getting my tours mixed up. I believe that was the ladies, right?
the women finished up in Malaysia on Sunday, and Japan's Miyu Yamashita, who was a runner-up in the women's PGA in 2024, she won it in a playoff with including Hannah Green and Hyun Soo of Korea. This coming week, they're going to be playing in the Japan at the Total Japan Classic. Then they come back to the United States on November 13th through 16th at the Anika, which is to me sort of like the women's version of the Memorial, because you have a key top person is a t title and host of the event, like Jack Nicklaus is to his at the Memorial. It's the Anika in the Belleair, Florida Pelican Golf Club.
All of that happening as the tours begin to wind up and have a little bit of a break before they start all up again in January for a new 2026 season. Everything good happening. All right, guys, let me give you the final word, Craig. And we'll be having, as we go out to a break, when we come back, we're going to have a couple of wonderful guests talking all about real estate and some golf real estate and what's going on in the state of the real estate market, not just around the Phoenix area, although they specialize in Phoenix and in Anthem, part of my Anthem only segment, but I'll be introducing them here in just a moment after we go to a bit of a break. But first, Craig, your final word for the folks today.
Weather's turning nice. Get outside, enjoy the golf that you can, and even though the days are a little shorter, get out and enjoy it because it is perfect weather out right now.
All right, Bob, final word from you.
Keep walking. That's one of the key things I've always thought. And I enjoy this golf course in our area. It's down by the ocean. It's one of the great ones, the par threes. And when you can get out and walk, that gets you in the best position to play the game of golf when you're absolutely walking all the time.
Walking, exercising, whatever it is you want to do, keep moving, everybody, and make sure you wear your sunscreen when you're outside. Please do it. I keep reminding you, and I keep reminding myself. We were in Prescott, Arizona, up in the mountains over the weekend for a little business trip. We did do a wonderful hike around Goldwater Lake, as I may have mentioned. And of course, the first thing I did is I put my sunscreen on and I wore my hiking hat. And we just had a great time in a beautiful place, Prescott, Arizona. Prescott is asking you to come up, see all of the beautiful things around the Prescott, Arizona area. And their economic development, well, the city of Prescott is inviting you to move your business there, start a business there, come up and work and live in the Prescott area. Now, that's a free advertisement for Prescott, folks. And that's because of my Go Arizona campaign that I've been doing now for what, way over a year, almost 2 years now, talking all about Northern Arizona. And I'll continue to spread out to all over Arizona. So if you're coming in to the Phoenix area or Tucson or anywhere in Arizona for the winter as a winter visitor, make sure you get to Prescott, Arizona. It's a wonderful place. All right, guys. Thank you so much, Dr. Bob Denny. There he is, Craig Renshaw. We'll be back with you two gentlemen and lots more to come this Saturday morning on Great American Golf, airing right here on golfnewsnet.com and then out to all the big audio platforms. We're going to take a quick break for just a moment, folks. And when we come back, I've got a wonderful guest for you. Stay tuned.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. I am with some of my favorite people, Dennis and Lisa Jones. They are award-winning realtors. They're part of my Anthem Only segment, but they're also part of, well, Phoenix and all over the country, everything they do as realtors. And, you know, we've got a lot of questions and things happening in the real estate business going on right now. We've heard it on the news. We're feeling it ourselves if we're homeowners. So I can't wait to talk to Dennis and Lisa Jones. Let me start with you, Lisa. Thank you.
Hey,
and
Ray.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, welcome. Give me the overall state of affairs in real estate. What's going on right now?
Well, we're coming up with a little bit of a slow period, but things are picking up. Mortgage rates are trending downward, The Fed meets, they spike up a little bit after the Fed meeting, and then overall they've been trending downward. So over the last year, rates are as low as they've been, and the outlook is that they will continue on this downward trend, but it's not a drop, it's a slow downward trend.
Now, when mortgage rates drop and you can buy a house for 8%, 7%, 6%, I don't know exactly where we are today. I think we're somewhere in that 6%, maybe something there. But when mortgage rates begin to drop, what does that mean, Dennis, for the housing? This is a very important part of our economy, but what does it mean?
Well, it's a couple things. It influences both buyers and sellers, but in different ways. For buyers, it represents an opportunity to purchase the home that they looked at last week and have a lower mortgage payment than they
Yeah.
would have had they purchased it last week.
Okay.
So it allows buyers to, reconsider where they're at in the buying process and say homes just became a little bit more affordable. And that's usually all it is a little bit. But for some buyers, and especially first-time home buyers or people purchasing a second home, where they are watching the numbers really close, a change in mortgage rate can impact a payment by $50, $100, $150 a month, and that's enough sometimes a movement of the needle to get them to pull the trigger and put in an offer on a home. For sellers, the biggest thing we've had on sellers not being willing to list their home for sale is a large number of sellers are sitting on 3.5%, 3%, 3.25% mortgages that they picked up when they either purchased or refinanced during the first year or two of COVID
Well, where
when
do they
they.
go, Dennis? I mean, if they were to sell, where do they go? Because if they're at 3 to 4, whatever percent, then they're going to have to go buy something at 6, 7, whatever percent. Where do they go?
Well, that's just it. It's not 6, 7, and whatever right now. 2 years ago, it was 8%. That's where we topped out.
Yeah.
But that was 2 years ago. And as Lisa said just a few minutes ago, if you look at a day-to-day chart of interest rates, yes, they go up, they go down, they go up, they go down, and you feel like nothing's really happening. But when you zoom the lens out and you start looking at the last 6 months or the last 1 year, in the last 1 year, interest rates are down about a point and a quarter
Okay.
from where they were. And today we're talking in the six range. So what you've got is a lot of sellers sitting on those 3 and 3.5% mortgages that were not willing to buy at 8%. They were not
No.
willing to buy at
No.
7%. Now we're at 6%, and their lives are changing, their family situations are changing, the dynamics are changing, and they're wanting to make that move that they've held off on for a lot of years now, but rates are now getting close enough. And then, of course, if they put larger down payments down, we're not talking about huge mortgage amounts.
Yeah.
So a lot of these buyers that are what we call move up, and even some that are moved down, resizing later in life as they're about to retire, they are now able to make those changes. And the mortgage rates, once they calculate in things like tax savings for interest, they really find out that, okay, it's not as bad as I thought it was once the rates are down in that low six. And I think what we're going to see, as Lisa said, this trend is down. We anticipate as we get into 2026 and throughout that year, we see interest rates in the fives for sure by this time a year from now. That's just the trend that we're on. If you watch the news every day, it'll scare you to death what's going to happen. But just step back, look at the big picture of the trend where we're going, and mortgage money is getting more affordable, and that will impact
So,
the seller side.
do people that have a house and they would like to sell it, unless they're in some sort of a situation where somebody is either very sick, or maybe there's a divorce, or maybe there's a baby, or there's different reasons why people want to sell right now, unless that's going on, do people hang on for a year to get that lower mortgage rate, Dennis?
Potentially, yes, because I mean, people always fall in one of two camps. And each camp has a lot of different, tents in the camp. But one camp is I have to sell, and another camp is I would like to sell. The have to sell or have to buy, it's the same thing either side, whether you're buying or
Yeah,
selling.
I
There's
mean,
those
that's
that
going to
have to
happen
do it.
anyway, right? That's
There's
going
those
to
that
happen
have to and
anyway.
those that want to. And so the
Okay.
have to's, they just figure it out. I mean, we've watched people over the last few years do some amazing creative things when they had to buy or had to sell in a not necessarily favorable market condition, but they made it work. They figured it out because they could always refinance as rates come down. But those who have been waiting, those who said, I'm going to wait for the rate to come down a little bit and then we'll make this move. We're going to
Okay.
live in what we're in for another year. We're going to suck it up and, stay here and make it work. I know we have four children and we only have three bedrooms, but we're going to make this work, right? And we see that. We see people make those decisions, but now they're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel and they're seeing how they can make this work and it's affordable like they want it to be. And they can actually get a home and not be in a bidding war. So there's parts of the country that are dealing with that, and that's not happening here in Arizona. So they can get a good deal on a home, maybe get some repairs on a home, and a mortgage rate that's less than it was a few months ago. So it's favoring buyers right now in a good way. Buyers are actually really happy with the choices they have and then the financial options they have when it comes down to closing out the purchase.
You're listening to Dennis and Lisa Jones at dljoneshomes.com. And Lisa, let me ask you a question from one of our listeners. And that is, when you look at properties in the central to North Phoenix area, are there better places to buy and live than others?
Well, it depends on what somebody wants. So a location is always a driver for where people want to be. Sometimes they want to be closer to their work or to a kid's school. So things change. I mean, up here in the North Valley, we have Taiwan Semiconductor, which is driving a lot of what we're doing up
Yes.
here.
Yeah.
Even though it's still in the early stages, they are producing chips now, and that growth is going to continue for another 20 to 25 years. So we're just at the forefront of what will happen long term, but it does depend on each person and what their needs are, and it is literally relative to each client as far as where they need to be for their life and what they're looking for.
And Lisa, you're an Anthem Country Club expert, both you and Dennis, but especially you, because you not only work at Anthem Country Club, but you both live here for many, many years in the club. And Lisa, let's talk a little bit about the fact that with that massive chip factory down there and all the other business, USAA growing down by Norterra, I mean, on and on and on. The homes are being built, the things are happening. But when you look at it, Anthem Country Club is the only place to join and play golf within, you tell me, 25 or 30 miles,
Yes.
something around that. Tell me about that part of it.
I mean, truly, Anthem Country Club is kind of the crown jewel of the North Valley. Very, very unique, special place. The plans that we've seen so far for communities surrounding TSMC general area, nothing is going to be quite like what we have here. You'd have to go out to Vistancia, to Blackstone to get something similar. And that's
Where?
not Blackstone in
Where?
Charlotte. In
That's
Vistancia.
far away.
Well,
Far
yeah,
away.
in relation to TSMC, it's probably about a 20-minute drive. It's a commutable distance for sure. But
I
yeah, I
understand.
mean, from Anthem, it is a little bit farther.
It's a hike.
But generally speaking, I mean, we are well positioned. Anthem Country Club is well positioned for the long-term growth of the North Valley. And the amenities that are being built in these surrounding communities will not be anything like what we have here.
And
We are very special.
I'm so excited for Anthem, Dennis and Lisa, because I'm seeing new restaurants coming in. We've got the Pho Legend new restaurant coming in with Vietnamese pho yummy food, and we've got so many other cool new businesses coming into the Anthem area, and then you've got this beautiful infrastructure. I don't think I can. I don't know where you can go in the Phoenix area to find this infrastructure. You've got to go a very long way, Dennis, with the ball fields and the lighting and the parks and the lakes. We have a train, folks.
It's
Dennis, take
amazing.
off.
I mean, we're in a very unique position with what we do and being in the real estate business. And we've been in the real estate business now for 25 years. And when I say we're in a unique position, it's because people ask us, hey, where else should I be looking? And they want to see choices. And that's understandable. We always do.
Well,
You know, when you go out to buy a car, you want to look at several different models
sure.
typically and make sure that
Sure.
you're making the right choice. So people will always come to Anthem. We'll show them around. We'll show them all those amenities that we have, which is just incredible. It's Disneyland for kids and it's an
It
adult
is.
playground too. And it's all in an area where people can live with a very affordable HOA and the Parkside communities, less than $100 a month, and they have access to all those amenities. Raising families in Anthem is beyond anything you can do anywhere else,
And
but
they
people
get to
still want to
bump into
look.
me at Fry's.
Yeah, and people still want to look at other places. So we're in this unique position where we take people to other communities
Yes, yes.
and we show them these other places. And their responses are usually, is that all I get here in this community?
And
They just
they
have
want Anthem.
They have a grassy Ramada area with a barbecue, and that's all they have for amenities. And, you know, you're right. And they compare it to this community. And the thing we have to continually remind ourselves about Anthem is when it was designed back in the 1990s, and when it came online in 1999, there really was nothing to compare it to. It was an experimental community for Del Webb. Del Webb always made communities that were age qualified communities, senior type communities. And this was their first time to dip their toe in the water of a multi-generational community where families were welcome, children were welcome, all ages, all demographics, everybody was welcome. And they didn't know if it was going to work, but boy, did they put in a first-class effort to
Well,
try. And they built
and
something that is not being duplicated anywhere because of the cost. The cost to
National
build this
awards,
community. Right, national awards were given.
national awards. Anthem is the place you want to be, folks. We're talking to Dennis and Lisa Jones in our Anthem Only segment. Dennis, I know that you're not part of this. Lisa does the most unbelievable newsletter, everybody, and I'm talking about it. And
Joint effort.
I just received my most recent one, and I've been reading it, and there's photos and there's articles. The one I have in my hand is a cherry dump salad. Now, this is the one from a couple months ago. And
Yes.
then you can go on and on with this newsletter. It's DL Jones Home Team, dljoneshomes.com. That's where you want to be. Okay. Lisa, let's talk a little golf. We're in a
Okay.
massive golf community up here, and Dennis, jump in. Let's talk about a couple of your properties that are for sale right now. The folks from anywhere around the country listening. So we're going to enlarge this to anybody listening. I don't care if you're in Boston, Detroit, Florida, wherever you are. You'll want to come to Phoenix. You'll want the beautiful weather for 6 months during the winter. You'll want to move here. Your company's moving here. Let me start with Lisa. We're in a massive golf community, and you too have some beautiful homes for sale. Feature one or two for me.
Okay, well, we have homes in Anthem, literally ranging from 425 to I think the highest is 1.53 million. So there's quite a variety depending on what people want. And we just listed a beautiful one that'll be 1.375 million. It's not out there yet as far as photos and things like that.
Don't tell
But
anybody.
it's a beauty. We were the listing agents for it the last time it sold, and the sellers called us and asked if we would
The
help them.
buyers call.
Wow, very cool. So not only do you sell homes, but then when they want to move again, you can list it and sell it again and again. And that's the thing about Dennis and Lisa Jones folks at DealJonesHomes.com. They've been here for 25 years. They know the market, they know the area, they know every single street, they know every pebble. You're coming to Anthem area, the North Phoenix area, then you want Dennis and Lisa. Dennis, tell me, what about some golf homes up here?
The golf homes, what's great about it is they're in, like Lisa was mentioning, the price ranges. In the 500s, you can be on the golf course in Anthem Country Club.
Really?
And a lot of people, are looking at this as an alternative to, renting an Airbnb or staying at a Hyatt hotel. It's very affordable right now to own a second home and be able to use it throughout the year, especially during the months that we're stepping into right now, where throughout the holidays in January, February, March, our temperatures will be in the 70s, 75, 80 degrees. You know what happens around the country that those during those months when the snow starts flying. So people love
Well,
to get
yeah.
away and play golf. And especially in a community like this, the country club has adopted some very creative solutions for those who want golf club access and golf course access on a seasonal type basis. So they have options, and they change those around a lot to stay very competitive and be attractive for those that are in the market. But in the 500s is where you can pretty much start to find a home on the golf course, a very nice place, 2 bedroom, 3 bedroom home. You can get larger and easily get into the 800, 900 and 1 million plus as well. But sometimes people think golf course living is out of reach, and it's really not. When you look at homes in that price range and rates that are on a declining trend right now, it's much more affordable than it was before, because our pricing has come down some, as these rates were in the higher brackets. The pricing came down so that, sellers could get those homes sold. But what we're seeing right now is pricing's kind of firming up. And I look at it as, for a lot of sellers, they're saying, my home is my number one investment. My equity is my largest cash
Yes.
nest
Yeah.
egg.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to lower the price of my home just so the Bob and Mary can buy it. This is my home. This is my equity. I've worked hard to get it to this point. And so we're seeing home prices stay a little firm right now. And those interest rates dropping are what makes it more affordable for buyers. In the 500s, there's actually a lot of choices to look at right now on the market. As you take it up into the six and sevens, your choices will become, larger homes. But we're talking in the 1800 square foot range, two bedroom and a den, or 3 bedroom homes in the 500s on the golf course with great views and access to all of these amenities we've been talking about. So yeah,
Well,
it's a smoking deal to live in Anthem Country Club right now.
and even anywhere in Anthem, but yeah, Anthem Country Club, the golf course, but anywhere in Anthem, I mean, this is Anthem only, and it's where I talk about keep your dollars local for the churches, for the the taxes, for the restaurants, the businesses. There's always the reasons to keep your dollars local. And this is so fun to talk to you because what I'm hearing, Lisa, is an overall pretty good picture of real estate in the North Phoenix Anthem area. That's a pretty positive report.
Yes, absolutely. We do anticipate 2026 to be a great year for real estate up here. We do have listings around the valley, not just in Anthem, and things are moving. Actually, we sold one in Cordobella. We have one under contract in Scottsdale. We have a listing down in Maricopa. So, overall, things are moving along. The summer was a little quiet, but we're in fall season now, and peak season for Phoenix is coming right around the corner. So, everything is gearing up to be a great winter season here.
Well, we're going to have a beautiful winter. It's going to be fabulous. And Dennis, I'm going to give you the final word. You let us know, where are we in this wonderful real estate market? Because Lisa's telling us we're in a very positive place.
Well, I think, first of all, she's 100% right. We're in a very positive place. And the one thing that we can do And this is maybe just our biggest pitch for why you want to work with a real estate agent is we have access to a lot of tools, a lot of creative financing, a lot of ways to negotiate and write purchase contracts that are in the best interest and the best favor of our client that we represent. And that's why it's important to work with an agent. We'd love people to reach out to us and just let us know what their goals are, what their dreams are, where they would like to live and what they would like to have and how they can afford that, and let us do what we do best. Let us do the matchmaking and find them the perfect property, and then go well beyond that by making it affordable, getting some repairs done if they're needed. This just really the whole package. You know, we live and breathe this business 7 days a week. As you know, Ray, you can call us early in the morning. You can get emails from us at 10 o'clock at night,
That's right,
Saturdays,
folks. They're
Sundays, and
there.
holidays,
They're
and you know.
working.
We feel like in doing that, we've basically built a very loyal clientele who continue to come back to us, continue to refer us. Lisa mentioned this property we're listing right now. We sold it back in 1999, representing the sellers, and then the people who purchased it and owned it for the last 6 years contacted Lisa and said, "You represented the seller, and now we own it, but now we want you to represent us." And they liked the way that we handled it from the seller side, and they wanted us to use those services to represent them as sellers.
Isn't that
So
wonderful? That's
we
a
see things
wonderful
like that
statement.
happen, and you know, it's a good reminder of we're doing things the right way to take care of people and put their interests ahead of ours.
It's all about taking care of the folks, and that's what Dennis and Lisa does. At dljoneshomes.com. And by the way, folks, I don't care if you're in Massachusetts, Florida, if you're up in Cape Cod, New York City, where I was a few weeks ago, and you want to leave Brooklyn and you want to move to Phoenix, Arizona, there were folks that I met in Brooklyn during the Ryder Cup a few weeks ago. And they said, "Oh my goodness, Phoenix. Oh my goodness, Phoenix. I would love to live in Phoenix." I said, "Well, come on out." And I even mentioned your names. You want to go to Dennis and Lisa Jones, they're going to take care of you. So it doesn't matter where they are with your entire USA coverage. You don't just cover Anthem, you cover all over the USA. Final word for Lisa.
Well, we actually do refer people all over the country. I just referred somebody to a realtor in California. So we are happy to, with our network of agents, happy to help people wherever they want to go, to be honest.
All right, there they are. Dennis and Lisa Jones, award-winning realtors, my friends, and been with us for so many years, helping you, the listener, understand about what's going on with real estate, but also how they can help you directly with you, your family, friends, life changes, things going on at dljoneshomes.com. There they are. Dennis and Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you so very much for tuning in. I want to thank Ashworth Golf Apparel. I want to thank Squares Golf Shoes. By the way, if you go to squares.com, Squairz, you know they're my favorite golf shoe. I've been advertising for Bob Winskowitz and Squares Golf since, well, really day one. Did you know that distance starts at your feet? That's right. Squares is the distance shoe. It's not a joke. It is serious technology. Squares has it all built in, from the wider toe box to the square toe to the proprietary cleats on the bottom. Squares golf shoes are simply the best, award-winning, and they are more and more and more of recreational golfers' choices. There's early access to their Black Friday deals. If you're a golfer, if you're a ball player, if it's pickleball, they have all of the Squares shoes for those sports as well. You're invited to go to squares.com, and there's $25 off of all of the different Squares sports shoes. So make sure you get there at squares.com. More to come this coming Saturday morning on Great American Golf. You're going to meet some new sponsors, new products, and some wonderful new locations, even right here in Anthem. Pho Legends is a wonderful new pho Vietnamese restaurant right here in Anthem, part of my Anthem only segment. I'll talk more about them and another brand new Anthem only business that I'll talk about this coming Saturday morning. And I'll be talking about these businesses and lots more to come. Have a great week. Stay safe and have fun out on the golf course. That's the most important.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.